Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouverette.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Bouverette. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, listen, if you have not subscribed and you are not following M2G on the platform you're listening to it, I need you to hit the subscribe button right now. Follow this podcast because every week we are bringing life-changing content that will help you live your best life. And not only that, but will you share with other people about M2G? It is easy to do right from the platform that you're listening to it. If you see the little square box with the arrow in the episode, you can share it right through that. Hit that little square box with that arrow and you can share it on your social media. You can send a text link via your phone and share with people how they can discover the greatness within. Do it now because you don't want to miss one episode of M2G. Now, we've been in this series called the Power Series. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the power of our thoughts. We talked about the power of our actions. We talked about the power of our words. And tonight, I want to talk about the power of our habits. I want to talk about those habits that we have in our life. Now, I think that all of us will agree that there are habits in our life, or maybe have been on our life, or maybe are still in our life, that are not very beneficial for us. We can form good habits and we can form bad habits. And tonight I want to focus on the power of our habits, the power of the habits that we have in our life. John Dryden said this, "We first make habits and then our habits make us." Did you catch what he was saying? He said, first of all, we make the habits, but then our habits make us. Ultimately, the type of habits we have are going to determine the type of person we are and the type of life that we are going to live. And so I want to talk about the power of habits. Now, the definition of a habit is this. When I looked it up, of course, you guys know me, I like looking up definitions. The definition of a habit is a settled tendency or usual manner of behavior. A settled tendency or usual manner of behavior. It also means an acquired mode of behavior that has become nearly or completely involuntary. In other words, it's something that we do subconsciously. We don't even realize we're doing it. Now, the last definition that I found in Merriam-Webster's definition of habits is a powerful principle. And listen to what this last definition is. A behavior pattern acquired by frequent repetition or physiologic exposure that shows itself in regularity or increased facility of performance. Notice what it says. A behavior pattern that is acquired by frequent repetition. It is something that we have done over and over so much, whether it be good or bad, that it literally is just something we do without even thinking about it. And I guarantee that if you sat back and you and I really asked ourselves and we evaluated the type of habits we had, you would realize, like I realize, there are things that I do and I don't even realize that I'm doing it. And so it is a repetition. It is a thing that we do repeatedly in our lives. And I bet you can name good ones and you can name bad ones. I think all of us have had those times in our life when we've had habits that we've not been really proud of. We've had habits that have manifested themselves and maybe they haven't always brought about good results. And so the power of our habits, you know, your habits and my habits predict our future. They predict our future. The type of habits we have ultimately predict the type of future that we are going to live. And so we want to make sure that we're addressing these habits in our life. Now, I know all of us have a computer, or most of us have a computer in some form, whether it be a laptop or whether it be a desktop or your phone or your tablet. We could use pretty much those because pretty much computer can be a phone or a tablet these days. But when you turn on that computer or you turn on that device, you know, we think that we're in control of what happens next. You know, we maneuver, if you have a laptop or you have a desktop, we maneuver the cursor using the mouse or using the little trackpad that we have on the computer. And we think that we can make the computer do just about anything that we like. I mean, look at it. Computers can play music. They can browse the internet. They write words. They can even play games. But most of us don't pay attention to the fact that we're really not operating the computer. What are you talking about, Jerome? We're not operating the computer. I'm moving the cursor. I'm doing the work. I'm typing the words. No. Because all we do is point and click. The task of displaying the web pages or streaming the music or switching from one application to another is carried out by something behind the screen. Or rather, if we could put it this way, something that's on the hard drive. The real work of the computer is done by the computer's operating system. It's done by the operating system of that computer, of that PC, of that phone, of that iPad, whatever the case may be. These systems, my friends, are the software that makes up our computer applications, the programs that we use to function that piece of equipment. The operating system is organized and controlled by the hardware and the software that is on our tablet, it's on our phones, so that it actually does what we want it to do when we point and click. Here's the key. You never see or think about the operating system. It's just there in your computer, and it's like a central nervous system carrying out our commands without us even thinking about it. And our brain, just like that computer, just like that phone, just like that tablet or that iPad, has an operating system. It has a preloaded software that carries out our commands without us even thinking about them at times. And every day when we get up, every day when we open our eyes and we take that first step in the morning, this operating system, if you will, jumps into action. And it carries out dozens of tasks behind the scenes so that our day goes as we intended it to go. What is this operating system? What is this operating system that I'm talking about? We have this operating system in our brain. You want to know what it is? It's our habits. The habits are like the operating system of our mind. The thoughts, the attitudes, and the actions that drive our daily life. I mean, many of us are unaware of the many habits that power us day in and day out. I guarantee that right now, you that are listening, you have a morning routine every morning. And you do it the same thing every morning without even thinking about it. What is that? That is your operating system called your habits. You just have the same routine every morning, or maybe it's at night. Every night you have the same routine. That is called a habit. Habits are the natural conclusion of the chain reaction that begins with our attitude, then leads to our thought, then to our speech, and to our actions. And those actions, if they are repeated over time, become what we know as our habits. Then, without us even thinking about it, those habits kick into action every day. Every day we have routines that are nothing more than habits. Our habits, my friends, our habits set the tone and the direction for our days, our weeks, and our life. Literally, the habits that we have, whether they be good or bad, predict our future. Our habits are predicting our future. Our habits, whether we want to admit it or not, they rule our life. What is a habit? Give me another definition, Jerome. Break it down a little more. Okay. A habit is this. A habit is any routine action that we take on a daily basis to accomplish something. For example, when the alarm clock goes off on your phone, or maybe if you have an old system of alarm clock, what happens? When your alarm clock goes off, we get out of bed. And then within a few minutes, we're probably brushing our teeth or maybe eating breakfast. And after a while, we no longer think about it doing it. It's just something that we do automatically. That is a habit. And habits are hardwired into your brain. Now, scientific research has proven this point. They validate that our habits are stored in a part of our brain called the basal ganglia. That's where our habits are stored. That is where the repeated actions that we do every day is stored in a part of our brain. So when we talk about habits, we often think about daily routines like grooming, eating. But we probably, if we really thought about this, we probably have lots of other habits. Maybe the way that we settle in for the workday, or the first website that we open up on our computer when we get to work or when we wake up in the morning. Or maybe it's reaching for that particular type of cereal in the cupboard, or that particular piece of fruit. And all of these things are routine, and they're done by habit. We no longer think about how to make a phone call. When we turn on the phone and when the signal hits, what we're doing is we're just dialing the phone. It's a habit. It's something that we have learned how to do on a routine basis. Or maybe you're the type of person that it's just routine when you leave the house. You just automatically lock the door. You don't have to go back and redo it because it's something that is routine in your life. These are all habits in our everyday life. Our habits, I'm going to say it this way. The habits that we have, again, good or bad, are the autopilot of our life. The habits that we have are the autopilot of our life. You know what an autopilot is? When a plane is put on autopilot, that means it has no man-made functioning making it fly. It's the operating system of the plane is causing that plane to go in a particular direction. And so the habits of our life are like the autopilot of our life. They just automatically are taking us in a direction without us even having hands on the wheel. That is what our habits are. Again, whether they be good habits or whether they be bad habits, they are the autopilot of your life. They are the autopilot of my life. And over time, you will discover that over time, if a habit is done repeatedly over and over again, it takes on a tremendous power in your life. We all know the term, well, it's just a force of habit. When we do something repeatedly and without thought, the effects of those actions, my friend, take on tremendous weight, and they are difficult to stop when we do it over and over and over and we form that habit. See, habits have a compounding effect. They have a compounding effect. Now, if you know anything about investment or you know anything about financial matters, you understand that habits having a compounding effect is similar to money being invested at a rate of interest. Let me break it down for you like this. Let's say you were to invest $5,000 annually at an interest rate of 7% from the age of 25 to 35. That amount in 10 years, that amount would grow to well over $1.4 million dollars by the time you reach the age 65. So if you started when you were 25, between the ages of 25 and 35, by the time you hit 65 years of age, your $5,000 annual investment at 7% is now going to yield you $1.4 million because of compounding interest. That $5,000 investment at 7% would compound itself and get you $1.4 million. See, you put the money in to get started, and at the compounding effect multiplies that investment over time. And so cultivating good habits is the same thing. It's a compounding effect, like brushing your teeth every day. That's just a habit we grew up with. You were told by your mom, or you were told by your dad, get up every morning, you brush your teeth. Now as an adult, well, it should be as an adult. It's just something you do. It's something that is a habit in your life. And so think about that. Your habits, my habits, have a compounding effect. That the longer we make the investment, the greater the weight, the greater the return on that habit, whether it be good or bad. That's just the reality of it. That's the power that habits have in our life. These repeated actions, my friends, taken over days, maybe months, maybe years, become an almost unstoppable force. They have the power. Hear me closely. They have the power to contribute to our good health, to our mental well-being, to our success and to our happiness, or to virtually ensure that we'll be unhealthy, that we'll be unproductive, and we'll be miserable in life. That's why I'm saying that the power of our habits needs to be understood, whether it be positive habits, and I guarantee we all have some kind of positive habits, but we can also have negative habits. And the negative habits over time will ensure that our habits define and they dictate and they predict our future. Now, there's an MIT scientist. Her name is Ann Gabriel. She said this: your brain can't tell the difference between good habits and bad habits. It just knows habits. And so literally, if all we do is focus and continue to feed the negative habits in our life, and I guarantee we all have them, and there is no insignificant bad habit. There's not one that's worse than another. Bad habit's a bad habit. For some, it's overeating when stress is on. For some, it's over drinking when stress is on. For some, it's cussing people out when they don't deserve to be cussed out. For some people, it's watching too much TV. Whatever the case may be, what are the bad habits in your life? What are the things that are predicting your future right now? What are the things that are repeatedly being done on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis that are predicting your future right now? She said, your brain can't tell the difference between good habits and bad habits. And you know what negative habits do? They put us on a course for failure. When we have negative habits, again, a habit is something that is repeatedly done. When we continue to repeat these negative habits, when we continue to repeat these negative things and cycles in our life, they put us on a course for failure. Now, when we hear the words bad habit, what comes to mind? What comes to mind when you think of bad habits? Well, some people say, well, it's continuing to smoke when you know you shouldn't, or it's continuing to bite your fingernails, or it's continually overeating or over drinking. Those are the things that we think about. But let me push your thinking beyond these rather obvious habits to think about some things that maybe we do that habitually drive our life in a negative direction. There are things that we might be doing outside of the obvious bad habits. How about procrastinating? Do you know procrastination is a bad habit? Yeah. What is procrastination? Procrastination is putting off a task until it becomes difficult or impossible to complete. It is something that you're procrastinating because you really don't want to do it. You keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And what happens is this is a habit that begins early in our life stages. We start these type of things off early in our life, procrastinating. You think about it. When you were a child, how many times did you put off cleaning your room until it caused a problem with mom and dad? Or sometimes we put off a school assignment in school until it's overdue. We're taught this then, and we operate in this even from a young age. And then as we get older, when we get later in life, we may procrastinate maybe in having a difficult conversation with somebody that we need to have, or applying for a college or a job opportunity that could advance our career. Why do we procrastinate? Well, most people would say they procrastinate because they find the task boring or distasteful. But I am convinced that procrastination goes deeper than simply wanting to avoid what we deem an unpleasant task. It has its roots in the way we think about the world and the way we think about ourselves. So negative habits, one of those negative habits is procrastination. Listen, if we have a fear of failure, or maybe a fear of success, or maybe perfectionism. All of these stem from a negative outlook. We've talked about this in a previous podcast in this series about how our outlook determines our worldview, and that will determine how we live our life. Listen, many times we have a negative outlook because we don't believe in ourselves. We're unsure how to follow up on a win, or we fear that others won't be pleased with us. All this stems from negative thinking. A negative attitude drives the negative habit of procrastination. Our habits predict our future. How about this negative habit? Overworking. Well, I got to provide for my family. Yes, you do. I'm not saying that we don't. And I think all of us at times have to put in work that we necessarily don't want to, but it's required of us. But what about overworking? Did you know that the average American adult spends 8.9 hours on average, some more than that, but averages 8.9 hours on a typical workday? However, according to a Gallup poll, 39% of Americans work more than 50 hours per week. 18% work more than 60 hours a week. And in addition to that, American workers take less time off than our European counterparts. So my question is, why do we work so much? Is it because we're all struggling to put food on the table? Certainly, there are American workers who put in long hours because they're barely making it. Absolutely. I understand that. But however, I dare say, and I suspect, that for most of us, our work habits stem from our basic outlook on life and our attitude. We work too much and take too little time off because we believe either that we must achieve a certain level of success to prove our worth, or that we must have buying power in order to be happy. Overworking can be a bad habit. How about eating poorly? That's a bad habit. Not exercising, that's a bad habit. I'm guilty of that one myself. We have these habits in our life that are not productive. We have these habits in our life that are not beneficial. We have these habits in our life that are repeated cycles. And my challenge to us today, everyone that is listening to me today, I challenge you to sit back and look at the habits that you have in your life. And it might be a small thing, but a small thing repeated over and over can become a large thing. Think about this principle. When you build a snowman in the winter, it starts out with one little snowball, and after repeatedly rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and building and building and compounding, what do you get? You get a big snowball. That's why that's what we call the snowball effect. You get a big snowball, but it started with one little action repeated over and over and over. And because it picked up some things along the way, and because it compounded along the way, now all of a sudden you're dealing with a big giant snowball from a repeated action of turning over and over and over. So my question is, what are the negative habits in your life? What are the habits that are defining your future right now? Are they good or are they bad? Or are they a mixture of both? Listen, I'm not saying positive habits are bad, because we need to have positive habits. I'm talking about the negative habits. What are the negative habits that are going to happen in our life? So our habits dictate our future. Our habits decide our future. Our habits predict the future that we're going to have. But can I tell you something? Positive habits predict success. Just like negative habits predict failure, positive habits predict your success. Listen, in 1989, Stephen R. Covey published the best-selling book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This book is 21 years old. And this is what he said. Here are the 7 habits of highly effective people. Number one, they're proactive. They're proactive. They don't wait for somebody to tell them. They're proactive. Number two, they begin with the end in mind. In other words, they see the end from the beginning. They have a game plan and they see the success before it even happens. They put first things first. They're not flying by the seat of their pants. They're putting the first things first. Next, they think win-win. Listen, if you're going to be successful and you're going to be highly effective, you got to think win-win. There are no losses. There are only learning lessons. Next, they seek first to understand, then to be understood. When was the last time you sought to understand somebody else? See, we're always trying to prove a point. We're always trying to prove who we are. But how about we start to understand other people, other situations? Number six, they synergize. They know how to work together. If you don't know how to work together with other people, you're never going to be effective. Next, in number seven, he said, they sharpen the saw. What does that mean? It means they replenish themselves. They learn how to rest. They learn how to take time. They learn how to pour into themselves. So we need to have these positive habits in our life. Our habits predict our future. You know what we need to learn to do? And I'm going to end with this. We need to learn the secret of Benjamin Franklin. You guys know who Benjamin Franklin is. We all learned about Benjamin Franklin growing up in school. We've all heard about it. People today, they think of Benjamin Franklin as the person on the U.S. $100 bill. But few people realize that this founding father of the country was also one of the most successful and renowned people of his day. Franklin was an author. He was a printer. He was a politician, a scientist, an inventor, a statesman, and a diplomat. He was the British postmaster of the American colonies, establishing what was the first communication system in this country. He also served as the governor of Pennsylvania, is the only person to sign all four of these documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Treaty of Alliance enlisting France's help in the American Revolution, the Treaty of Paris that ended the Revolution, and the Constitution of the United States. He invented bifocals, established the first fire department in Philadelphia, and founded a university. But what made Franklin so prolific and successful? He was blessed with an amazing intellect, but that alone does not explain Franklin's incredible achievements. He had a tremendously positive outlook on life, and that showed up in his daily habits. Franklin observed a routine that included rising at 5 a.m. for a three-hour morning routine that included personal grooming, prayer, breakfast, study, and planning his day. He worked from 8 a.m. to noon, and then he took 2 hours to eat lunch and either read or reviewed his accounts. He worked again from 2 to 6 p.m. and then spent the evening doing chores, having dinner, and engaging in conversation. He was in bed promptly at 10 p.m. Each morning, Franklin began the day by asking himself this one question: what good shall I do this day? And each evening, he ended the day asking this question: what good have I done today? My friends, our daily habits have incredible power to shape our lives. Sean Covey said this: depending on what they are, our habits will either make us or break us. We become what we repeatedly do. James chapter 1 and verse 12, the apostle James challenged the body of Christ with these words. He said, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Notice he said, blessed the man who remains steadfast. Blessed is the man, and I can say it this way, who has repeatedly good habits. Blessed is the man who builds those habits. Blessed is the man who stands steadfast when things get difficult, who doesn't cave in when the pressures come. For when they have stood the test, when they've completed the test, then they will receive the crown of life. Listen, my friends, our habits define our future. Now, I want to let you know that we are going to be taking a one-week break next week. We will not be having an M2G episode. It is the Holy Week, if you will, leading up to Easter. It is also spring break, so we are going to be on some vacation and rest time. And so there will not be an M2G episode next week. But we're going to come back in 2 weeks with a brand new series entitled Slaying the giants of our life. We're going to talk about how to overcome fear. We're going to talk about how to overcome a procrastination and how to overcome a disappointment. All of these things that can be disappointment, all of these things that can be giants in our life that we seemingly can never get over. We're going to talk about how to slay the giants of our life. Listen, let me ask you a question. I need your help. I need your help, our faithful listeners. Will you consider partnering with M2G financially? Listen, your donation helps us continue to not only bring this podcast to you weekly, but also expand our opportunities to help countless others through empowerment and growth platforms. If we could get every one of our listeners to do what we're calling a $5 Friday, whether it be one Friday a month, two Fridays a month, or every Friday of the month. So $5 donation every Friday or one Friday, whatever Friday, a $5 Friday. Listen, you can give securely right through our website. We have several electronic methods of giving. We have Cash App. You can give right through the website. We have Givelify. We have all these different methods. All of your giving is tax deductible. Please, please partner with us. Consider partnering with us for a $5 Friday once a month or however often you would like to join with us, because that's going to help us not only keep this coming, but it's also going to help us expand the opportunities that we want to bring to you. So whether it be a one-time donation or a monthly commitment, we say thank you. Now, here's our announcer to share with you our website information and how you can partner with and stay connected to all things motivated to greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouveret. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouveret by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouveret. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.